Our next guest needs little introduction, certainly on this broadcast, but for new listeners or what have you, Dr. Rogers is a medical mind extraordinaire. I consider her one of the best, if not the best, general medical mind that I know of, certainly, probably out there, period. Her books, Detoxify or Die, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, what have you. She's got 10 to 15 books that she's written. PrestigePublishing.com is her website. You can get those books. We highly, highly, highly recommend them. She lectures all over the world on a variety of subjects. She wants you to be too smart to fail, and we love her, and we're so glad to have her on the Power Hour. Dr. Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you, Dan. It's wonderful to be here, and we can save some more lives because people are all over the place, dying needlessly, suffering needlessly. They do not have to have all the diseases they have, but they have to take control because medicine, all of medicine, works absolutely blindly. Whatever symptom you have, you go to a specialist of that name, of that organ, and he looks at his practice guidelines, and they say, start with this drug, and then this one. If that fails, there are devices, and then there's surgery. They do not look for the biochemical cause and cure, which is what we write about. In fact, even in this month's newsletter, Total Wellness, which is in its 30th year, we have a 25-question test that people can surreptitiously ask your doctor, gee, what nutrient would, or what test could you do that would show my brain is silently deteriorating and I'm on the way to Alzheimer's, even before I have any symptoms? And what nutrient could turn that around and stop it? And these are the kinds of things that are in there. And then the answers are in next month's Total Wellness. Because if we find one doctor who can even get 90 on the exam, I will put his name in the newsletter because I would love to have people know about his whereabouts.
My wife and I were talking yesterday, and we have in-laws visiting, my mother-in-law, other relatives. I don't want to say too much. I'm about to step my foot in it.
You are. make it a general question about somebody else's mother-in-law.
possibly. You might have relatives like this, maybe somewhere. Anyway, we were commenting, and they're getting older, some of the aunts, some of the great aunts and uncles and stuff, and they're just so unhealthy. And my wife and I were just commenting, my gosh. And then you talk to them about, hey, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Now, the real contrast, the real interesting point is that my mother-in-law, by the grace of God, I pestered her enough. I railed on her enough. I don't know what the word, whatever word you want to use, I would not let up on her. And I got her to start taking some vitamins, to do some certain things, to do some detoxes, to, you know, think about her heart health. She's the spryest one of all of them. I mean, she's like ready to, you know, walk around the mall or something. And the rest of them are like walking dead almost. Well, there's one that's in pretty good health, but I mean, really. And they're, you talk to them, they're all on their drugs from the doctor. They're, well, I got to take my pill. I'm on this. I'm on my statins. I'm on this and that. And my mother-in-law, I got her to throw her statins completely away. And the difference in health is striking. I mean, striking. I mean, obviously it's not a scientific study, but oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, anyone who takes statins, it shows they're totally irresponsible for their medicine. They have not read squat. They don't understand anything about it. And they don't know that it guarantees you will get Alzheimer's. It poisons your HMG-CoA reductase enzyme in the liver so that you cannot process cholesterol. You, in order to remember what I said 3 seconds ago, you need to make new memory. And one of the main ingredients of that memory is cholesterol. So you can see why people slowly go downhill, plus they get all sorts of other diseases, because the cell membrane, which contains all the receptors for the blood pressure medicines and the heart failure medicines and so forth. Oftentimes people's brains are so much better as soon as they stop the statins, and if they think they should be on them, just read the cholesterol hoax and find out how to get off them, and then read subsequent newsletters, Total Wellness. They don't realize that doctors who prescribe statins read the advertisements in their journals that say, basically, not in these words, these are my paraphrases, doctor, you're a complete idiot if you don't put everyone on statins because they cut the heart attack rate 36%. So what I do is go back and look at those studies where they got the 36%. And I will give an example that is not accurate in terms of the numbers, because I don't want to confuse people with decimal points and everything. So you need to understand that if 500 people take a statin for a year and one has a heart attack and 500 people don't take the statin for a year and two people get a heart attack, the difference is 1%. But that's the absolute difference. The relative difference is 50%, and that's where they get the 36% improvement in risk factor. That it's very, very tiny. It's less than 1% improvement.
Yeah,
in other words, it doesn't really
count. It's 0.2%.
Yeah. But the drug manufacturers know that doctors are lazy and stupid and don't know anything about statistics. So they're not going to read the paper, and they're not going to figure out the difference between absolute and relative statistical difference. And that's where they really honestly believe. That's why they're so insistent that you take it, because they have read this, that it came right out of their respected medical journals, that it's a 36% improvement when it's really less than 1%.
Because how does it feel? I'm going to ask you, this is kind of an abstract question. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this. You are a, like a hot poker in the face of the whole medical industry. You are going against the grain. You are standing on a chair at a table in the middle of a crowded lunchroom, and you are screaming food fight or whatever among everybody. It's almost like you're a lone wolf in some ways. How do you feel in that position?
Very lucky. In fact, you know, my passion is playing tennis, and my husband's is too. And so we play every day. We're in our 70s, and he wins everything because he's so much better than I am. And I fractured my knee a year ago. The type of fracture that I sustained is across the entire meniscus that covers the plateau of the tibia. So it's like the whole cartilage, and if anyone who knows about chemistry, the cartilage is avascular. It doesn't have a good blood supply. That's why as soon as people damage their cartilage, they hang up tennis, they hang up everything, because they can't do it anymore. And so people don't heal the cartilage. I have, because we look at the chemistry. I just played tennis for 3 hours this morning. And I fractured it in April, because there's so much that people can do to heal, but they don't want to take the responsibility.
Let me interject. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's they don't want to take the responsibility, or they don't know any better? They're just taught to trust. Is it a trust? Hey, if you have a white coat and a stethoscope, I believe everything you say.
That's
or
right.
I don't know where
there are a couple of things that if I you know, run in, well, like one of my teammates just injured her knee, and I said, you know, I've blown out my left knee years ago, and I've had no surgery, no medicines or anything. I just trashed my right knee, and because it's old, you know, it's 76 years old, and I said, and you see me, I'm totally back to tennis, and the first thing they say is, oh, well, I'm sure my doctor knows everything there is to know about it. So forget it. I'm not going to argue with them. They have no, they're absolutely clueless that the orthopedist, he makes his living doing surgery. And he does not know the chemistry. He does not know how to analyze the essential fatty acids. Just ask him what your EFA and your, I mean, I have been around so many and interviewed so many orthopedic surgeons. They do total hip replacements and other joints. They send people home with no blood tests because they don't do any chemistry of healing. They do surgery. That's it. So, in fact, I mean, a simple thing that many people could do if they have any joint problem is, or arthritis, or, like I say, any joint. First start with pain-free in 6 weeks. Pain-free in 6 weeks. They just go to 1-800-846-6687 or Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, publishing.com. I mean, we're talking $19 or something. When we published that book, we also published a medical paper for doctors showing that 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, they just do the nightshade-free diet. They don't hurt anymore. So, I mean, how easy and how cheap is that? And the whole American diet is swaddled with nightshades. Potatoes, peppers, tomatoes, paprika, eggplant, modified food starch, modified food protein, unidentified spices, cayenne chili, paprika, you name it. They're all nightshades, and they all trigger arthritis in 3 out of 4 people. In fact, some people, it actually triggers sciatica, or it mimics a ruptured disc and paralyzes a leg. It did that with me. Anyway, the details of all that are in pain-free in 6 weeks. I mean, how easy? But people figure that, well, my doctor specialist especially is knees and ankles and hips and so forth, so I'm sure he knows all about it. No. When I do phone consults with our readers in 24 countries, I first review all their records for the last 3 years of every doctor they've seen. So I have had the most phenomenal education because I get to see Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, you name it. I see the creme de la creme. They're all clueless. They do not look at the chemistry of healing. They only look at drugs, devices, and surgery because that's where their practice guidelines are. And the guidelines are made by the guys in the medical center whose main work is to do research on drugs. That's where their money comes from. So when they make the practice guidelines for the orthopedist and the cardiologist, et cetera, first thing you do with high blood pressure, oh, you start them on a diuretic, and then a beta blocker, and then an ACE inhibitor. Do they look at the chemistry so that they cure the high blood pressure or the atrial fibrillation or the heart failure, which is what we do every day? No. There's no money in well people. So, and besides, they love to go to the doctor and say, take me, I'm yours, do whatever you have to do, but gosh, don't make me read anything. Oh my gosh, don't make me buy any nutrients. Oh my gosh, don't make me take responsibility for my health. So that's why we have the number one most expensive healthcare system on the planet, but we're not number one, two, or three. In terms of health, you have much better health if you live in 42 other countries, because we're number 43.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Do you get a lot of pressure from your peers? Because I can't imagine that you're popular at the local conferences of medicine.
I just go to learn, get fodder for the newsletters and the books. So and to keep a hand in on
so they just
what,
kind of
how
ignore
they're
you?
Thinking.
So you're just kind of like, you know, the crazy woman out in the woods, so you just leave her alone?
Right. Well, as someone said, I used to think you were in the fringe, but now I see you're actually in the forefront.
Oh, wow. Now, what a compliment. That is a fantastic compliment. We talk about this all the time, and we always get into this line of thought and we got new listeners, we got recurring listeners. But even for me, I interview every time you're on here, I'm the one who interviews you. Every time you tell me this, it like gives me layers of understanding where I like, okay, wow, I understand it more. The medical industry, if you were going to give it a grade, just flat out grade, what grade would you give the medical industry in America?
Well, for healing, F, because they failed. For sustaining, they get a C, because when you take a medication for any calamity, high blood pressure, atrial fib, heart failure, cancers, diabetes, osteoporosis, doesn't matter. When you take a medicine, you already do two very bad things to yourself. First of all, you deny yourself looking for the cause and the cure, so you don't need the medicine and you don't have the symptoms. And second of all, every medicine further steals nutrients from the body because it has to be detoxified. And what they don't understand is there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. So now you're making the person worse. So now they need more medication. So, you know, in a year or two, the doctor says, oh, well, we got to add to your diabetes medicines, or we have to add to your high blood pressure medicines. It's not enough. Or you morph into another disease, in which case they say, oh, well, you have a gut problem now, but those NSAIDs that I had you using for your knee arthritis, they've caused your stomach problem, but I don't deal with stomachs. You have to go to the stomach doctor for that. And so on it goes. Or, I mean, you know, you take the biphosphonates, Fosamax for osteoporosis, so you get jaw rot. Well, now you have to go to the dentist. And but the dentist is going to put in an implant, but he doesn't look at your vitamin D level, nor, which, by the way, all assays in the United States say that 30 is normal, and that's totally erroneous. It should be 80 nanograms per milliliter. So, I mean, it is so, I always want to use the word crooked, but my attorney friends say, no, you shouldn't say crooked, just say
inept.
Whatever. Anyway.
Is that better? Inept? Is that better?
Sure, yeah. Misdirected.
Let me ask you,
that's what my husband likes. Misdirected.
My in-laws are all visiting, like I told you, and this isn't just a personal story. I think everybody has in-laws,
yeah,
especially they know this. They have stories like this, so I think it relates. Okay, my one aunt, my wife's side, she has back problems, sciatica, kind of what you described. So if I went to her and I said, and they want to do back surgery on her, and if I went to her and said, your doctor's probably a fool, is probably running you down to a very, very bad result here. You need to read this book and then make some other decisions, pain-free in 6 weeks. Would that be a proper thing to say?
No. You don't want to run down the doctor, but you want to point out the reality. So you say, your doctor has spent his life studying backs, and now you have sciatica. Is that what she has?
Yes.
Okay.
Lower back.
So that's,
yes.
Pardon me? All right. And that's pressure on a nerve from various discs and from muscle spasm and from muscles that are deteriorating. And he doesn't look at those because his training is doing surgery and doing procedures that try to alleviate that. That's not his focus. If you wanted to try to see what a lot of people have done, for example, my friend Sherry, who has been on the show, she broke her back 6 times jumping horses and trying to train them, and they were very green, so was I. And she has never had back surgery. She's 76 and has no medicines and no symptoms and plays tennis every day. So you might want to spend $19 and look at one of the ways that she healed her back. There are many things that she did, but But one is just to not eat the nightshades because they cause arthritis and sciatica in 3 out of 4 people. And then another is to increase your magnesium because that decreases the spasm, which for a lot of people, the muscle spasm is what crunches the disc, narrow disc space, so that now it squeezes the nerve and you get the symptom of sciatica. And
that's
so you try to just say that there are other things, and don't trash the doctor because that is his, you know, he has spent his life trying to learn how to do the surgery because that's the fun thing, that's the dramatic thing, that's the big medical thing. So,
That's the money thing.
Yeah.
I see. I have a different person. I get so upset at this whole medical industry. I almost have like a personal vendetta against them. So it's hard for me to say that. Let me ask you another question on the other side. Okay, if I say that in that nice way, and I say I got this friend. See, I should say I was just reading about this complete stranger. I heard about this complete stranger because they seem to never want to believe. Family never wants to believe family or
okay,
somebody
well, you can
they
tell
know.
Them. You've never met me.
that's true. I could say that. You know,
yeah.
But what is this deal about? You know, you talk to your friends or your family. If you try to introduce a thought to them, they reject it. But then a complete stranger says on TV, "Hey, did you hear what this lady said on TV about nightshades and about magnesium?" Oh my gosh! This is unbelievable.
Or a movie star. Oh, my gosh. I mean, Angelina Jolie had her breast lopped off, so everybody with the BRCA gene should do that, only if you're a complete idiot, but, you know, because all it
well,
means
you
is you have
down,
that
people.
Gene.
See, you're running down people now, too, Dr. Rogers. See, you sound like me now, only if you're a complete idiot. Anyway, what is it about people that they don't want to listen to somebody they know?
It's easier. It's lazy. Remember, original sin was denial of responsibility. God said to Adam, "Hey, what happened here?" And rather than take credit for what he did wrong, he said, "Oh, well, that woman made me do it."
Yeah.
And then to make sure that he did not have any responsibility for his health and longevity, he blamed the only other person in his universe. And he said, "Oh, and you gave her to me."
It's your fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault, God.
I mean, blame God? I mean, how pathetic can you be?
That's interesting. There's the music on the other side. If you'd like to call, certainly call in. Don't wait till the very end. Everybody likes to wait till the last 5 minutes. I want you to be able to talk to Dr. Rogers. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Ask about anything. One of the greatest medical minds you'll ever have access to right here, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Dr. Sherry Rogers, always a pleasure. We'll get back to her momentarily. Again, if you have any questions, you want to talk to her about anything, I know most of our audience does not listen live anymore, but I know some are listening. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We would love to hear from you. PrestigePublishing.com is her website to get these books. At the Power Mall, we got a great internet sale. We want to encourage more internet sales. In December, that's this month, Christmas is coming. When you spend $50, you use the code DEC5 at checkout, and you're going to get $5 off, which is 10%. If you spend $100, use the code DEC10, and then you also get a big chunk off. There's a flash sale on potassium. Buy one, get one 50% off of Grown by Nature. We haven't really talked about potassium a lot, but we got a flash sale on those potassiums. The super krill oil, the silver lozenges, which are fantastic. I love those. The lateral flora, the Livitrex, liver cleanse from Global Healing Center. Very fantastic product. Of course, the oral health bundle, the toothpaste and mouthwash. What more could you want for your oral health? That's a great place to start. And some shampoo that actually does not have sodium lauryl sulfate in it. Another chemical byproduct, shampoo and conditioner at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations, your attentions, and your prayers. Independent media is here because of you. This is your show, and we're connected. So thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do here and bringing you great people and, of course, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Fantastic to have her. Give us a call over at the Power Mall. Of course, December is usually our worst month. You know that. We need your purchases. We need your attention here a little bit to help us get through. So great gifts. What better gift to give than the gift of health for people? What better gift can you give? Getting back to Dr. Rogers, I just want to go through a few just kind of, I don't know, bullet points or questions people have. Let's talk about selenium. I know there was a big case, a court case, where I think it was the FDA actually took a manufacturer to court because they claimed that taking their selenium would decrease the chance of cancer death by about 50%, and they actually won. Let's talk about selenium. Is that true about the cancer relationship?
Oh, it's a very important nutrient. Selenium is a mineral that, well, when you read Detoxify or Die, you see that there are many ways that we detox the body naturally with foods and nutrients and different lifestyle factors, far infrared sauna and exercising, et cetera. The major detoxifier in the body is glutathione, and then it gets oxidized to GSSH, and in order to bring it back to glutathione again to detoxify the body, that enzyme, glutathione peroxidase, must have selenium. Even as equally important, many people have thyroid problems because most of the environmental chemicals, the plastics in our water bottles and plastic food coverings and the phthalates and stuff, all this is in Detoxify or Die. They are a major cause of cancers, high blood pressure, all sorts of other maladies. And the plastics have to be detoxified. You have to get them out of the body. Many of them are what we call EEDs, environmental endocrine disruptors. They actually make a beeline to the hormones and damage the testicles, the adrenal stress gland, and the thyroid. People who are on thyroid, the practice guidelines for endocrinologists are to give people Synthroid, which is, in my way of thinking, a sin, because it's synthetic thyroid. It is not the real thing that God makes in your gland. And it is not the active form of thyroid. It's T4. In order to be converted, once you take it, in order to convert Synthroid in your body to the active form, T3, you need the enzyme that requires selenium. But do you think in the thousands of records that I have reviewed with our readers on the phone in consultations in 24 countries, do you think I have ever, in my 50 years of medicine, seen one board-certified endocrinologist who checked the selenium level when they put someone on Synthroid? No.
Wow.
That's why, you know, I mean, you look at all the people, I hate to say names, but you look at people who struggle desperately with their weight through their lives, like Oprah, the wealthiest woman on the planet. And she wrote an article that was in the Wall Street Journal where she said, I thought I was dying. I had to go to 5 different doctors. They didn't know what was wrong with me. And finally, one found I was hypothyroid. I'll bet you anything she's on Synthroid. She struggles with her weight forever.
Wow.
And I'll bet you $100, Dan, she's never had a cardio ion with an excellent interpretation.
Wow, the richest woman in the world. All she needs to do is listen to the Power Hour.
That's
all she has to do is listen to the Power Hour. Yep. Look at that. We're going to save Oprah. Let me ask you something about
5 doctors. She thought she was dying. You know, that's what she said in the Wall Street Journal article. I thought I was dying. I felt so bad. And 5 doctors later, one finally found I was hypothyroid.
You talked about EED endocrine disruptors. It's crazy. Endocrine disruptors. You talk about testicles and damage to testicles. You talk about the necessity for selenium. Once your glands, your sexual glands are damaged, can you revive them? Can you protect them? Is that what selenium does?
That's why I do all these. Every time I'm on the phone with someone, one of the readers, they'll say, you've looked at all my records that I sent. Do you think I'm hopeless? And I just tell them, if I did, we would have sent you a note and said, I can't do a consult. I said, I would much rather be on the tennis court, except that I would rather see you get well. And everything can, just about everything can be healed. We have people in the newsletter that you can talk to in back issues where they were given 48 hours to live. Another one was given 2 weeks to live with wildly metastatic cancers. They're totally well. And it's 20 years later, and I show all their evidence, their MRIs, the doctor's letter that says, there's nothing more I can do, so you might as well not bother coming back, because this is the end for you. And then they stand up in the audience, it's 20 years later, and they're totally well. The body has miraculous ways to heal. It's just that medicine does not focus on any of that, because that's not where the money is. The money is in $250,000 of chemotherapy before you die. The money is in taking Entresto for $4,000 a year. The money is in another drug like Humira, which is like, what, $30,000 a year or something? It's hugely. And yet a lot of the people who take Humira for arthritis or fibromyalgia or lupus, if they didn't eat the nightshades, they might not hurt. 3 out of 4, they don't hurt anymore. So it's just that people do not want responsibility for their health. That's basically.
Let me ask you, you talked about glutathione in that, you know, that detox cycle, whatever you want to call it. The detox cocktail that you came up with, that we have over at the Power Mall, it's full of glutathione, among other things. How important is that?
As we said in Detoxify or Die, there are two phases of detoxification. The body goes through the first phase, which is kind of shuffling electrons around. And so high dose of vitamin C is very good for that. And then in the second phase, the body attaches big fat molecules like glutathione or even skinnier molecules like a glycine molecule, which is an amino acid. It attaches things onto it to the chemical, the pesticide, make it heavy and drag it out into the urine and get rid of it. The body is designed to heal and to detoxify. In fact, it makes me giggle every time that I read 4 hours of molecular biochemistry a day, and it makes me giggle when I see, oh my gosh, there's a biochemical pathway that God designed in the body to detoxify this chemical that man just discovered last year, or just created last year. I mean, somebody up there knew we were going to poison ourselves in this era. And sure enough, we're doing a great job doing it. And then all the, you know, things like the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, they make sure that people stay sick. In fact, just 2 weeks ago in Journal of the American Medical Association, they had an article called Effect of Vitamin D and Omega-3 Fatty Acid, that's cod liver oil, on kidney function in patients with type 2 diabetes, a randomized clinical trial. So it sounds like it's very erudite, and boy, they really know what they're talking about. They are absolutely the dumbest guys I've seen in a long time. They started out with giving people 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D. Over 50 years of doing medicine, we have found that the average person needs 10,000 D3 every day to reach a therapeutic level of 80 nanograms per milliliter. And then they gave them 1 teaspoon of a bad formulation of cod liver oil. And instead of, we found people need a tablespoon, and that's 3 times as much. They never measured the levels. They never looked to see if the fatty acids, if the cod liver oil had become esterified, which we talked about in the newsletter, because one of the leading brands that everybody thinks is so wonderful was proven in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry in February. We've named it in the newsletter to be esterified and no good. It didn't work in the body. So, I mean, it's just these, and they use vitamins like they're a drug. People who have had, all these people in the study that they looked at, first of all, they had had diabetes, and 80% had high blood pressure. They had had diabetes for like 10 years, and so you know that they are extremely deficient in many things. They started out with their vitamin D level less than 30, which is pathetic. And so, and the average age was 67. So they had a slew of deficiencies. And all they did was give them two drugs for a few months to see, ooh, well, will this stop them from getting, needing renal dialysis and destroying their kidneys? Of course not. If they had just read, if the researchers had just read one book, How to Cure Diabetes, they would see all the nutrients that are crucial. They're all mapped out, the doses, the best places to get them, the websites, the 800 numbers, everything, and all the scientific backup for what it does and why you have to have it. So if they had just read How to Cure Diabetes from PrestigePublishing.com, they could have changed the world and helped so many people. And instead, they just, what they did was one of the worst things they could do. Because any doctor who just reads the summary sees that it says, yep, we gave them vitamin D and cod liver oil that all these whack jobs who like nutrition say are good for people, and it didn't keep them from needing dialysis. Their kidneys still got trashed. So those things aren't good. So what does that do? That says to the guy, to the insurance companies, well, you don't have to bother covering those things because they showed us in the Journal of the American Medical Association that they don't work. And it says to the doctor, oh, well, you don't have to bother learning anything about nutrition because, as you saw in JAMA, it doesn't make any difference. So to my way of thinking, JAMA should stand for the Journal of Atrociously Asinine Medical Advice.
How does it feel to be one of the greatest medical minds on the whole planet?
It feels wonderful to have people that I love being still alive, and myself to be, and my husband to be playing tennis every day and having no medicines and no symptoms, and both having died in the past. But we saved ourselves. We've interviewed over 30 medical specialists in the last few years. I've never even found one who knows what a tocotrienol is. They are completely ignorant of God's molecular biochemistry of healing. Absolutely, totally.
So, let me ask, for people, let me go back. Ahead. Let me go back to the detox cocktail for a second.
Okay.
You know, it comes in these little packets, and I have some at home, and I take about half a packet every day or something. I split it in half. Is that not recommended? Should I take one a day, or how should people take that detox cocktail?
That, again, is a really good question because it brings up a very important point that you and I don't look the same, right? We don't look like twins.
As far as I know, I haven't met you.
I know.
I'm going to tell my
in-laws. But you see my picture on the book. You see my picture. I'm blonde. Yeah, I'm blonde, and you're probably not, statistically speaking.
I am blonde.
Oh, you are?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
A little light brown there.
Anyway, we don't all just look different. We are different biochemically. And that's one of the huge mistakes that medicine makes. They say, oh, well, everybody who's got high blood pressure, start them on a diuretic and then start them on this, start them on that. A lot of them, you just give them magnesium, you've cured them. Their pressure goes to normal. Or others, you just give them arginine. Or others, you know, it depends on what they're deficient in. And we're all highly individual. We have individual histories, backgrounds, heredity, everything. And so there's no... It's highly individual. That's part of the problem. When people, as we say in the newsletter, if you're stuck with some diagnosis and they say, well, you know, there's no known cause, no known cure for this, you just have to take these drugs. You just use our acronym, THINK, THINK, and look for the toxins, the hormone deficiencies, the intestinal dysbiosis, the nutrient deficiencies, or your other knowledge gaps, and you will always find the cause and the cure. Because that's the basis of all of this. For example, We had a friend of mine tried to retire, and he couldn't. He really liked what he did for his job. So he ended up going out of town for a few days every week to consult. And that meant he was eating out for a while, and his pressure went up. And all we did was just say, wait a minute. You've been eating out. You've been having more trans fats. Just cut out the junk stuff, the 7M. The 7M, the major causes for all disease are in the January issue of 2019, Total Wellness, the 7M. And so he did, and the high blood pressure went away. Another guy also came in and said, all of a sudden I have high blood pressure. And I said, all right, let's go back and see what's been going on. And it turned out he got a mercury amalgam in a back tooth. I said, get that mercury out and see what happens. The high blood pressure went away. So, you know, you never know. You can have 20 people with the same symptoms, but they don't all have the same cause. And that's how we show people how to work through it. The hormone deficiencies, I mean, if you are low in thyroid, no matter how many nutrients you take, you're going to feel trashed. You won't feel good because you'll be sleeping all the time. You'll be grouchy. You'll be depressed. And a lot of people have what's now called in medicine, it's a really garbage term, subclinical hypothyroidism. That means they don't even know that they're using the wrong cutoff, because when they started looking at thyroid decades ago, the government said to the labs and doctors, well, we don't know what a normal is, so take a few hundred bloods in the lab that are already there and find out where the range of thyroid is. So that's how they determined the normal of all these blood tests that are still being used decades later. They used blood from sick people. They did not use blood from well people on no medicines. So the actual, in fact, we put the cutoffs in the, I think, last year's newsletter. The 3T3 should be over 3.5. The TSH should be less than 2.0, et cetera. And your D should be over 80. Whereas on the lab, all lab reports in the United States say normal is 30. That's only if you don't want to get rickets, which I have never seen a case of in 50 years of medicine. And then the THI, I for intestines, oh my gosh. The gut is half the immune system, half the detox system for the whole body. It makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than your brain does. In fact, it's called the second brain. In fact, Alzheimer's is called diabetes of the brain. It's all the same chemistry. In fact, how to cure diabetes could have been called how to cure Alzheimer's, because it's God's chemistry in the body. It's just we all manifest our symptoms in different ways and in different target organs. So, if the gut isn't healthy, oh, my gosh, you know, what's that old thing? If mama isn't happy, nobody is. Well, if the gut isn't happy, you can't heal anything. And most people have had years of antibiotics and sweets and all sorts of things to damage the gut. And so they'll never be well until they do that. The book No More Heartburn is all about the gut. But even chapter 4, which is easier and quicker in how to cure diabetes, will give a lot of people all they need to get well. And then, of course, THINK, nutrient deficiencies, N. I mean, that's the basis. Only two things that cause all disease. Nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And then K. Now, go ahead.
Just sitting here listening to you. I'm really engaged. I'm just like an audience member.
Well, K is knowledge gaps, because there are many other things that we've written about in 30 years of the newsletter and 15 books. And besides that, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie, so we have everything has the scientific backup, because I've taught at Oxford and six different countries and over 100 physician CME continuing medical education courses. But there's, for example, if I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, same nutrients, same toxins. What's the difference? suddenly the electricity has stopped. And we have ways now of giving people the electricity. In fact, one of the best little gizmos and the least expensive one is in described in much detail in How to Cure Diabetes at prestigepublishing.com. How to Cure Diabetes. It's called the Lumen. It's a little far infrared electromagnetic field pad that you put on any ailing joint, and it actually is the frequency that turns on the enzyme cytochrome C oxidase in your mitochondria that accelerates healing. So we know exactly how it works and why it works, and it's helped a lot of people with various joint problems. So there's so many other things for people to know. And that's what makes it exciting, and that's what makes me such a maniac, because I hate to see people dying and suffering needlessly when they don't have to. Just use the acronym THINK. Toxins, hormones, intestines, nutrient deficiencies, knowledge gaps. THINK.
We got about 2 or 3 minutes before we're in. I just want to really thank you, as always. Really, I really mean it. It's a pleasure talking to you. It's an honor talking to you. I have such respect. That respect gains every time I talk to you. And
oh,
what you've
kind.
Done and what you help people to do. So thank you. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. So if I talk to my mother-in-law, let's just go back to my mother-in-law.
Alright.
And she quit taking the statins, but she is taking a water pill. She is still taking that. How should I direct her to help her get off that or solve that or whatever?
Well, the problem, you want to find out why she's taking the water pill. If it's for blood pressure, then she wants to measure her pressure at home.
Retaining water. She retains water if she doesn't take it.
Ooh, that's not good, because that says your cell membranes are damaged. She needs a lot of change. That can be heart failure. That can be bad chemistry in the blood vessel lining so that they leak. So that you have to get to the root cause of that. Her best thing would be to have a cardio ion and have me interpret it for her, and then she would get off everything, because that's what she wants to do, is be medication free.
Okay, I'm going to play
circles
this for her.
Around you.
I will play this. I will have her listen to this. And we'll see what happens. It's an absolute pleasure. The phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail, all those, the krill oil, Carlson's, the cod liver oil, you can get Carlson's, is the best. Thank you so much, Dr. Rogers. God bless you. And until next time, you have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks. We'll remind everybody to be too smart to fail.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. Tomorrow we'll have a show, and then the rest of the week, what's his name? The guy, the JFK, Chris Fulton, about JFK is going to be on. He didn't do a show around the 22nd. We can never forget what happened to JFK and all the different facets of it. So, again, I want you happy, I want you healthy, I want you successful, and free as God intends you to be. God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.